joining us on KMBR 680. What a pleasure to have him here. He's the Moon Man. We get a lot of calls about him. It's Greg Minton, former relief pitcher for the Giants. Came up with Kansas City originally and then got traded over to the Giants for Fran Healy. A long time ago, became a San Francisco Giant, his debut as a Giant as well. But, you know, Mooney, I've had a lot of shows. We've talked about the legacy of relief pitching for the San Francisco Giants. It's yourself, of course, Brian Wilson, Rob Nen, Rod Beck, Gary Lavelle. There's a very elite class of relief pitchers who close for the Giants, and you're right in the middle of it.
You know, and I'm proud to say I am because, quite honestly, I look up to every one of those guys. I mean, they all were nasty. I think we had some other guys, too, like Mark Davis was actually pitching for us as a starter, sent him to San Diego, and he won the Cy Young Award. I mean, it is a big advantage being in a cold weather city and being a closer because we're nice and warm. Remember, the hitters don't want to face us, but it's nice to be in that category.
Well, the Giants win a World Series. I'd love to get your reaction to it as you saw it was unfolding and just the season of 2010. What did it mean to you as a former player?
Well, I'm a bona fide old fart by now, and I don't watch much baseball. But I have to admit, once the playoffs got started, I just hung on every single pitch. I mean, I really did. And Bruce Bochy's an old friend. In fact, we were roommates down in Venezuela together, and I know Rigetti, and I'm second-guessing him just like anybody else, and it was fun. I mean, I got mentally back involved with watching the game.
Coming over to the Giants originally, as I say, originally drafted by Kansas City, you signed with Kansas City, and then you traded to the Giants. What do you know about the Giants? What did it mean to you then?
Well, let me take it one step past that. They were training in Casa Grande, Arizona. Now, we're on Longboat Key in Sarasota. We have all these plush places. We're fishing after spring training. They called me in one day and said, Greg, we're sending you to the Giants. I said, okay, maybe they want me. That'd be a good idea. Well, I pack up and drive all night and pull into Casa Grande, Arizona, where spring training was, and there were three lights on in the city. I thought, I just got demoted to A-ball right there. But, again, it was a team that wanted me and gave me the chance, and that's all you can ask for.
And you got up early in your, of course, in your professional career, about 75 or so, I think, when you get up to the big leagues. How did all that happen for you? How did you get the call to get up?
Well, it was kind of unique. I'd grown up a shortstop. They made me a pitcher in pro ball, so I really didn't have any of the high school bad habits, and I learned from the professional instructors. Now, in the minor leagues back in my day, you moved up slower. There were more teams. You moved up slower. Once I got to the big leagues, I remember throwing, I think it was 4 1/3 one day. Came in the next day. The manager said, "Oh, are you sore today?" I said, "No, I'm fine. I don't feel a thing." They go, "Really? Go down the bullpen. You're now the closer, kid." I could just throw every single day. And I really did not like going from being a shortstop to a starter because 4 out of 5 days you sit on your rear end. All of a sudden, I got to drive to the ballpark every day with a chance to maybe get in there. I loved 2-on-2-out, 8th inning. That was great, yeah.
You know, the closers now, of course, Brian Wilson came in the 8th inning, and he had a lot of 5-out saves, 6-out saves, whatever, 4-out saves. And they marveled at it. Man, Brian Wilson can do that. In your day, of course, it was different, and Goose Gossage goes to the Hall of Fame as a guy who got the big outs in more than one inning, Bruce Sutter as well. Your day was different.
Yeah, they had not invented the setup man yet. If we could get the starter through 6, I had 7, 8, 9. And in fact, first year I had 30 saves. I had 123 innings that year. And don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining. If I wasn't in there, I was pissed off.
All right, so your major league debut for you, it's against, I think, the Cincinnati Reds is your major league debut, and it's an interesting inning. A couple of walks mixed in and a couple of hits, but you get through it.
A couple of hits? My God, I got the first ball. The umpire gave me a ball, and I turned around, looked at center field. I was rubbing up the ball, and the guy's hitting 323. Okay, I'll pitch around this guy. I get the ball for the next guy. Oh, he's hitting 341. I'll pitch around. I pitched around the first 7 guys. I had an ERA of infinity by the time that one inning was done.
The final walk, I think, Joe Morgan, I think you walked him with the bases loaded, I think, at some point.
Well, I looked up there, and I finally saw that Don Gullett, the pitcher, was hitting under 300. I got him out. I had no problem there, yeah.
Yeah, the inning ended with Don Gullett, a ground ball to short. Well, your time in San Francisco, for you, the nickname, the Moon Man. And I tremble a little bit even asking the question how it came about, but how did it come about?
You know, there's two or three quality stories running around out there about that. I think I'm going to leave it just at that. I really don't think there's anybody I ever faced that didn't say I gave them 110% between the white lines. But I'm also the guy that stole the team bus and in Houston. And in Cincinnati, I sent wedding cakes to all the coaching staff and because they left the elevator unlocked. And I mean, I just had more fun than anybody. I enjoyed the game. I grew up on the beaches of Southern California. I was a little bit – I didn't get pumped up till it was 2-on-2 out eighth inning, you know. And so I was a little bit more laid back, and they didn't know how to take me. And I did miss maybe one or two curfews per week, and I stayed out a little bit, but bottom line, between the white lines, I think everybody I played against said, oh, shoot, I really don't want to face him.
All right. So who's the best relief pitcher in San Francisco Giants history? I mean, you've seen them all. You've followed the game. Who is it? Who's the guy when you look at it?
Yeah, my vote, pretty much hands down. I mean, they have had some great ones, but Rob Nen was just dominant. I mean, he would just come in, do his little toe tap, and blow people away. And I think Wilson obviously has the ability to surpass all of us. But so far to this date, Rob Nen was absolutely nasty.
Favorite season for you, and maybe some of those Candlestick nights, those cold nights at Candlestick.
Well, not so much the season. What Gary Lavelle and I would do, he was a left-handed reliever and I was the right, and the wind would be blowing and the hitter's fingers are blue, their fingernails are purple, and Lavelle and I both threw the low 90s. Well, we would sit in the sauna in the sixth inning, and we'd be sweaty and toasty, warm and everything. We'd come out, and we just threw every single pitch on the inside corner, and the hitter would go, I ain't swinging at that. There ain't no way. You know, so it was a huge advantage for a relief pitcher in Candlestick.
How tough is it, the challenge, for a major league team to repeat? Giants win the pennant. Of course, they beat the Padres the last day of the season to get into the playoffs. The bullseye is on their back. You've been around the game a long time. You're a teacher now in the game down here in Arizona. What's it all about to repeat? How hard is it?
I think the Giants are set up to be able to, because the one thing is pitching always beats good hitting. And they won that thing with pitching and timely. There were some boys that they hadn't counted on that came through with the bat in the playoffs and in the World Series. If they can get a little hitting, I know they've got a couple of young men, a first baseman coming up, and a couple of other guys that are going to add some pop to the order. But when you've got that kind of pitching, you've got the ability to repeat many years in a row, like Atlanta did for all those years.
Well, you left the Giants and you went over to the Angels and became a California Angel in those days. Was it bittersweet leaving San Francisco, or how did you feel when you left?
Well, I'm still a Giant. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I'm still a Giant. I always will be. But the odd part about me going to the Angels is I replaced Donnie Moore, who had committed suicide. And so I went into that locker room very, very tiptoe-ish. You know, I didn't want to create waves. I didn't know the situation. They were owned by Gene Autry. The Angels were a very first-class organization, and I had a real good time playing in some warm weather and having fun. But I spent 12 years in the big leagues with the Giants. I am a Giant.
Yeah, and you come back to San Francisco. I imagine it must be a lot of fun to come back.
You know, it amazes me how many people say they remember me, and yet they're not 84 years old, you know? So it's no matter, I mean, I had good years, I had bad years, I got booed some, I got cheered a lot. Nowadays, when I walk into the ballpark, I think nothing but positive, and that's just a great feeling.
Yeah, one last thought for Greg Minton. Pleasure to have him with us here on KMBR 680. You got to have a thick skin as a closer, because you did get booed and you got cheered and you had 12 years as a Giant. But boy, you got to be able to just turn the page.
You know that that competitive atmosphere they talk about, or attitude. I found myself, and a buddy of mine's one that told me this. The days I had a bad game, it was the next day that I drove 10 miles an hour faster to get to the ballpark. I couldn't wait. Give me one more shot. He ain't beating me this time. I got to have a piece of him. So, yeah, you've got to really want the ball, and you got to have a little pride in guys on base. Oh, no, you're not. Nobody's scoring right here. So, you know, you get the respect of the starters that way, and I'll be honest, it was the perfect job for a crazy idiot like myself, you know?
And he hasn't changed one bit. Greg, thanks so much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Oh, the pleasure is mine. Thank you. Okay.